MGA flags two sites for falsely claiming Maltese licenses. The Malta Gaming Authority has warned players that two websites are falsely claiming links to the regulator. Valletta-based regulator, the Malta Gaming Authority, MGA, has publicly notified consumers that the online gambling platforms Lavbet321.com and Casinoseta.com are falsely representing that they hold Maltese licenses or that they are connected to the MGA. The authority said it has no connection to those sites and described any suggestion otherwise as false and misleading. The advisory, released by the MGA this month, urged players to confirm the licensing status of any operator that purports to be regulated in Malta before depositing funds or creating accounts. The regulator reminded the public that an up-to-date register of authorized operators is maintained on its official website and is the definitive source to verify whether a business is permitted to offer gaming services under Maltese law. The watchdog also stressed the practical risks of dealing with unlicensed operators. Without a valid license, platforms are not bound by the MGA's consumer protection rules, which cover fair play oversight, anti-money laundering controls, and responsible gambling safeguards. Engaging with unlicensed entities exposes players to greater risk, including limited recourse if disputes arise or if consumer protections are breached, the MGA said in its statement. Industry compliance specialists and harm prevention groups say such false claims are increasingly common as fraudsters attempt to exploit the reputation of established regulators. Bad actors often mimic legitimate regulatory branding to create a veneer of trust, said Maria Grech, an independent gambling standards consultant based in Malta. Players should verify license numbers and cross-check operator names against the regulator's public register rather than rely on logos or site claims alone. The MGA's announcement follows a period of heightened scrutiny across Europe as national authorities step up enforcement against unauthorized operators and misleading marketing. Regulators such as the UK Gambling Commission and Sweden's Spelinspektinen have similarly pursued takedowns and consumer warnings where firms misrepresent their regulatory status. Experts say coordinated action and public education remain the most effective immediate tools to limit harm. New player self-assessment tool and safer gambling measures. Alongside the warning, the MGA highlighted a new player self-assessment tool it launched in October 2025 to help users reflect on their gambling habits. Available in English and Maltese, the anonymous free questionnaire is based on the Problem Gambling Severity Index and was developed in partnership with local organizations, including SEDCA, Caritas Malta, the OASI Foundation, and the Responsible Gaming Foundation. The tool guides users through 9 screening questions and, where results indicate potential harm, directs them to appropriate support services among the partner organizations. It is hosted within the MGA's Player Hub and is part of a broader push to raise awareness of safer gambling options, such as deposit limits, timeouts, and global blocking tools. Prevention and early intervention are central to an effective regulatory framework, the MGA said. Tools that encourage self-reflection, combined with clear verification routes for licensed operators, help protect consumers and strengthen the integrity of the market. Verification steps for players. Players can reduce their exposure to rogue platforms by taking 3 simple steps. Check the operator's name and license number against the MGA register. Use only reputable payment methods that offer buyer protections, and seek help from recognized support services if concerned about gambling behavior. If an operator's license cannot be confirmed, users should treat the platform as unlicensed and avoid engaging with it. As enforcement continues across jurisdictions, the MGA and other regulators are expected to publish further warnings and, where possible, pursue legal measures against entities that impersonate licensed operators or misrepresent regulatory links.